September 29, your business is God's business. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22:29. By the true follower of Christ, every business transaction will be regarded as a part of his religion, just as prayer is a part of his religion. The study of the Scriptures will be considered a part of his religion, for by this he learns his orders. In the light of the Scriptures, man regards himself as God's servant, employed to do his will. Sometimes he finds these orders opposed to that which he would choose, were the decision left to him, but he does not find fault with his work because of this. And as he seeks to carry out the will of the Master, angels of God are with him to be his defense against the wiles of Satan. The Word of God is to be our daily teacher. This is the only true source of comfort in all our trials, the only true source of encouragement and instruction in all our labors. The Christian is to stand as a representative of the principles of heaven. He is bound by sacred obligations to represent the truth in its virtue and loveliness. Gentleness and kindness and strict truthfulness should mark his words and actions. Consecrated to God, set apart to his service, he will always honor his religious faith. No thread of selfishness is to be woven into the character. We are to educate ourselves to reveal the Spirit of God in all our life work. The Spirit of God will never lead the steps of God's children astray. Through the power that the Holy Spirit imparts, we may weed out from our lives every questionable thing. If we will come out of the darkness with which a lack of faith enshrouds the soul and place ourselves where the clear shining of the light of God's Word can fall fully upon us, we shall be led step by step to the path that leads to holiness. It is our privilege, by an earnest study of the Word, to learn wherein we are not revealing the principles of that Word in our daily lives. And as the mirror reveals to us our defects, we are to seek by earnest prayer and faith to put them away and come up to the standard that is given us. As we strive to meet the perfection that God desires for us, insensibly to us, the image of God will be revealed in words and works and spirit. The human will become molded to the divine. Letter 300, September 29, 1907, to Elder O.A. Olson, President of the Australasian Union Conference.